What is our human nature? Are we nice, friendly, peaceful beings by nature? Or are we not so nice and actually a bit nasty, selfish, looking for trouble? You might have seen the film Gremlins. Well, remember that the main character starts by finding this cute little thing called Mogwai. It was a sort of teddy bear with cute eyes and long ears, and everything's wonderful, but Mogwai turns into a gremlin, and gremlins are just awful. So which are we? Are we Mogwais or gremlins? Well, that's a big question. Thomas Hobbes, famous English philosopher, in the early 1600s, he believed that we're gremlins, we're nasty. And he thought that we needed to be controlled. This was in order to answer a question: how do we keep ourselves from ripping one another apart? How do we stop human beings from carnage? Because he thought that if we left human beings alone, they would do each other in. So Hobbes, who wrote in his famous book, The Leviathan, which means whale in Hebrew and is a book about politics, he said that life is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. That's not a very inspirational quote. And in fact, it's not entirely true, because Thomas Hobbes lived till 91, so his life wasn't exactly short, but it might have been nasty. I can't answer that. Anyway, since life is pretty terrible, and since people are nasty and they'll rip each other to shreds given half a chance, what you need is a strong protector. You need a leader who will lay down the law. And human beings need to accept this and actually want it. It's what his social contract theory is all about. We need to be able to give up certain rights for the greater good, and the greater good is keeping us all in check. Now, Hobbes modeled this on his political hero, Oliver Cromwell, who at the end of the English Civil War, opposing monarchists against those in favor of the Parliament, took over and created the Commonwealth. He got a bit carried away and killed lots of people, in Ireland notably. But Cromwell, who was a Puritan, represented for Hobbes the kind of strong leadership we should want. So how do we stop people from ripping each other apart? Well, for Thomas Hobbes, it's with a social contract where we're willing to give up certain rights for strong leadership that will hold everything together in a commonwealth. Is that the kind of world you'd like to live in? I'm not sure. But if it stops us from being gremlins, maybe that's what we need. Who knows?